Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm super excited because today we're going to be working on long vowels. Yes! But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to please put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to do that. Follow those directions, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And please write neatly so we can read your name and we know who your paper belongs to. When you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, at the top of your page, you'll see a picture. I'm going to sound out some objects for you, and all of the objects are going to have a long A sound. Now, we learned a while ago, maybe you already know that short A says ah, ah, ah. But today, we're working on long A, and here's what you need to know. Long A says A. That's it. Long A makes the sound of A. It's going to say A. So let's practice one. Ready? Here's what I want you to look for. Here we go. Look for this word. Ready? P-O-A-N. 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 Do you see the plane? It's flying in the sky. Let's color our plane blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon. Doesn't matter which kind of blue. And let's color our plane blue. Go ahead and begin. Now, plane has the long A sound. I just told you that long A says A. That's it. When I say long A says what, you say A. Long A says what? A. So when we sound out plain, you get p-o-a-n. There we go. Now we'll talk about this in a little bit, but even though I only hear four sounds in plain, I can count them. P-o-a-n. That's four sounds. It actually has five letters because there's this. You've probably heard it before. It's been called different things. There's a silent E at the end of the word plane. You could call it silent E, magic E, super E, da-da-da-da, bossy E, or however you want to do it. But without that E, plane would become plan. And then you would say, look, I see a plan up in the sky. And that does not make sense. So we use the E at the end of the word, and we don't say its sound, but it will make the A a long vowel. We'll talk more about that. All right, I'm finished coloring my plane because long A says what? A. Go ahead and put down your blue crayon in 4 seconds. 3, 2, finished or not? 1. Please put down your blue crayon. All right, try to find this one. M-A-N. M-A-N. Maine. I'll give you a hint if you don't know what a mane is. It's on the horsey. It's the hair on the horsey between his ears and falling onto the back of his neck. That's a mane. Let's color that mane brown. Find some kind of a brown crayon. The mane on a horse is the hair between his ears. You see it right there? And the hair on the back of his neck and back. So go ahead and start coloring the mane. Mane has a long A. You can hear it when I sound it out. M-ane, m-ane. If we didn't have that long A sound, we would be calling this a man. M-an. And no, I'm sorry, a man does not have hair between his ears. No, his face is between his ears, right? Yeah. So we need to make sure we say the long A sound. And long A says what? A. Ain. Now, when I sound out main, I only hear three sounds. A. There's only three sounds, but it's got that silent letter at the end that we can't hear. That bossy letter, that magical letter, that super letter, however you want to call it. What is that letter? Yes, it's an E, but we can't see it. I mean, we can see it. I'm so sorry. We can see it in the word, but we cannot hear it. Nope. I have finished coloring my mane, which, by the way, rhymes with plane, plain, main, crane, sane, tane, wane. All right. I have finished coloring my mane. When you're finished, go ahead and put your crayon down. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's find another one that has the long A. I'll sound it out for you. Ready? Ake. Ake. Rake. Do you see the rake? Let's color our rake. Let's have fun. Let's color it green. Find some kind of a green crayon. Let's color the rake green. The rake is the tool. It's got a handle, and then it has four like sharp things at the bottom. That's our rake. Rake has a long A sound, just like plane and main. If you hear it will sound like what we already know because long A says what? A. Let's sound out rake. A. There you go. I heard it. Did you hear it? You should be able to hear this sound. A. A. There it is. Rake has a long A. Now, just so you know, it does not rhyme with plane or main. Plane and main rhyme because they both end the same way. You can hear plane, ain. But we don't have that for rake. This is what we hear at the end of rake. R-ake. Yeah. So they don't rhyme, but they all have the long A sound. It's true. Okay, my green rake looks amazing. So I'm going to stop there. I'll give you 3 more seconds. Finished or not? 3. Please put down your green crayon in 2 and 1. Let's look for another one. Ready? And this one's a little bit trickier because I don't know if you know this word. So let's try it. It's going to have a long A sound. B-A-L. B-A-L. Bale. It's the bale of hay. Look at your picture. You should see a haystack over by the plane. We're not going to color that yet because that's not a bale of hay. You should see a rolled up thing of hay next to the barn. It's rolled up. That's a bale of hay. They roll it up or they sometimes stack it into squares. So we're going to color that hay. What color do you think? Yellow. Find some kind of a yellow crayon. I'm actually going to use some kind of, I don't know, it's a yellowy, it's called dandelion. It's yellow enough. And color the bale of hay yellow, the circly one, the one that's rolled up and it's right next to the barn door and the rake. That's a bale of hay. B-ale. B-ale. Ale. Do you hear the long A sound? B-ale. Yep, you can hear the A because long A says what? A. Exactly. And bale has a long A. Do you think it rhymes with anything? Does bale rhyme with rake? Rake, bale. No. They don't end the same. So they don't rhyme. They're not in the same word family. Does bale rhyme with main? Bale, main. No, they don't end the same. So these are not in the same word family, but they all have the long A sound. You got it. Okay, put down your yellow crayon in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, do you see the other haystack? Now listen to the word hay. A. Does that have our long A sound? A. It does. Let's go ahead, find that yellow crayon. You just put it down, pick it back up, and color that haystack yellow over under by the plane. Go ahead and color that yellow. Hay has that long A sound. A. Hay. This is hay, like the straw, but sometimes you might hear this kind. Hey, that's enough of that. Hey, don't say that. Hey, that's not very nice. Or, hey there, how are ya? Yeah, but we're coloring the hay that is straw. Okay, boys and girls. Long A says, what? A, you got it. All right, finish coloring that haystack in 5, finished or not, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, pick up your pencil. We're going to do the work at the bottom of our page. Look at number 1. If you look across number 1, you're going to see some pictures. I'm going to name the pictures. If you hear the long A sound, I want you to circle it. Ready? The first picture shows ham. Am. Nope. It doesn't. It doesn't have it. It does have an A, but it doesn't have our long A sound. Scoot across. That's showing a window pane. Pane. There it is. A. I heard it. Circle the window pane. Our next picture shows a bat. B-at. Does that have our long A sound? No. Leave it alone. Our next picture shows a vase. V-ace. There it is. I heard it. V-ace. There. Circle it. Circle the vase. Our next picture shows a taxi cab. C-ab. Mm-mm. That does not have our long A sound. And our last picture shows a candy cane. C-ane. Do you hear that long A? C-ane. Because what long A says? What? A. Circle the candy cane. So you should have circled the window pane, the vase, and the candy cane. Let's try number 2. There's a word there. It's L-A-N-E. That silent, bossy, magic, super E makes that A say A. So let's sound it out. But don't say the E sound because it's silent. L-A-N-E. Lane. Trace the circle around the A because it's our long A. And then trace the circle around the E because that's silent. Lane. Now scoot over. We have L blank N. What goes in the middle for lane? Yes, write an A. It's our long A. So now we have L, A, N. What comes at the end? That silent E. Go ahead and write your E. You should have L-A-N-E. And then scoot over. There's a blank line for us to write lane again. All the letters. Write all the letters. L-O-A-N. And don't forget your E. L-A-N-E. All right, let's look at number 3. It's got that silent E. We're not going to sound that out, but we're going to make the long A sound. Ready? P-ale. P-ale. Pale. Pale. Pale like this is not the kind that's a bucket. This kind of pale is you don't have any color in your face. You lost your color. You must not be feeling very good. Let's trace the circle around the A. That's our long A. And trace the circle around the E. That's a silent E. Now move to the middle. We have a P, a blank, and an L. What goes in the blank? A. Go ahead and write your A in that blank. So now you have P-A-L. What do we need to write? E. You got it. And then scoot over. Let's write it one more time. P-A-L. What do we put at the end? E. So you should have P-A-L-E. Pale. You're looking very pale. Do you feel all right? It means you lost your color. Okay. Number four, we see an oven with a pie in it. We're going to write a word that has the long A sound. Ready? Bake. Let's write it together. B, b. Put a B, b. A, you write A. K, k, it's a K. Write K. So right now I have B, A, K. What do I need? I need my E. Make sure you have B, A, K, E, bake. And number five, this is a cane. Let's write cane. K, k. It's a C. Write the letter C. K, A. I have C-A-N, and that looks like can. What do I need so it will say c-ane, cane? Yes, I need my E. So you should have written C-A-N-E. And we did it! Boys and girls, long A says what? A. You did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.